As Thanksgiving approaches, it's clear that last September's announcement of the death of irony was as valid as announcing the death of stupidity. You remember the obituary, "Irony, on September 11th, of Al-Qaeda causes, beloved child of Calliope of Olympus, Greece, beloved grandchild of Zeus, same address, survived by sarcasm and smart acidness. Donations to the Jonathan Swift Memorial Fund." But irony lives this Thanksgiving and unbalances us. Do we give modified thanks for the world we have now? How much thanks is appropriate when McDonald's soon may be saying, "Do you want Prozac with that?" Yes, of course we are lucky to be alive, and of course we are lucky to be Americans, although Swedish citizenship does have a certain demilitarized appeal. But we can't deny that our blessings are easier to count this year. And I'm deeply disturbed because Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday, even above New Jersey Homeowners Rebate Day. Not just because gratitude is so sweet, but because Thanksgiving has stayed pure and free from the kind of merchandising that now launches Christmas shortly after Labor Day. We know that summer is over when we see tinsel on the sunscreen. But for Thanksgiving, there's no Massachusetts Bay Barbie and no music called Plymouth Rock. All right, then, this Thanksgiving, let's ignore the irony of it, and let's once again sing, "We Gather Together to Ask the Lord's Blessings." I've loved this song, the Prayer of Thanksgiving, ever since the third grade. Other kids preferred "Come Thou Almighty King," but that one confused me. Why did we sing "Come and Reign Over Us" when there were no crops in Manhattan? In the Prayer of Thanksgiving, I never understood, "We hasten and chasten his will to make known," but at least it wasn't a request for rotten weather. Yes, let's try to be optimists again, telling ourselves that we are still lucky, that things could be worse. Oliver Stone could be filming in Afghanistan. While being driven mad by his daughters, King Lear said that if you could call a time the worst, it was not. Lear would have loved Thanksgiving. It was Father's Day he didn't care for.
Ralph Schoenstein lives in Princeton, New Jersey.